Rochester Regional Health is activating a solar farm that it says will power 120 of its smaller facilities. WXXI's Brett Dahlberg has this story from the site in Parma.
It's a messy slog around the solar farm, but Rochester Regional Health CEO Eric Bieber is here.
Well, fortunately, I have really good boots on, so I'm not getting muddy.
And he's with Director of Sustainability Mike Waller and GreenSpark CEO Kevin Schulte. GreenSpark is a company that built the array. Schulte shows me around and explains how it all works as we walk through the muck.
You're collecting the sunlight and you're passing it through the module to create DC electricity.
What's the module?
The module is this whole panel. So each individual cell, of which each panel has 72.
It's complicated. The whole site takes up 20 acres. One line of solar panels stretches almost a quarter mile. But Waller says the reasoning for building the solar farm is really simple.
All environmental concerns eventually become healthcare concerns. So all these environmental problems that we see, the only reason people are getting upset about them is because they're eventually going to cause human health problems.
Rochester Regional says the site generates about 5.5 megawatts of power. That's enough for a neighborhood of about 750 homes. But Waller says healthcare is energy intensive.
We take a look at our power that we consume, and it's quite a bit across all of our sites. It's pretty crazy, at least when I got there, when you see the numbers that a hospital uses on a daily basis.
The company has a plan to offset its energy consumption with 100% renewable resources by 2025. Bieber acknowledges it's an ambitious goal, but Rochester Regional recognizes it's had a hand in causing climate change, and it's committed to reducing its impact in the future. Brett Dahlberg, WXXI News.